You're with us in the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The U.S. House of Representatives will hold a vote this morning to formalize the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. NPR News will bring coverage of that vote, and you can hear it on WPR.org starting at 8 o'clock this morning. Right now, we're talking about a package of adoption bills. The 16-member Speaker's Task Force on Adoption was charged with specific areas to focus on to improve the adoption process in Wisconsin. Comes down to time, cost, access to resources, and taking a closer look at terminating parental rights. And this last piece is facing stiff criticism. Have you seen the 8 proposed adoption bills? Do you support them? Have you been through Wisconsin's adoption system? What was your experience? We're at 800-642-1234. Representative Barbara Dietrich is a Republican State Assembly member from Oconomowoc. She represents District 38, which covers Oconomowoc, Lake Mills, parts of Deerfield and Marshall, and she chairs the Speaker's Task Force on Adoption. Representative Dietrich, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you held multiple hearings over the summer, heard from many families. What did you learn from Wisconsin residents on adoption?
Well, quite a bit. We heard from stakeholders at every side of this issue. So it was pretty thorough. We held 7 hearings around the state. We began in Madison with an informational hearing with the Department of Children and Families, as well as other organizations like Children's Hospital, some of the social service agencies and adoption providers, just to even get everyone on the same page with language regarding adoption and what the process actually looks like. One of the things I think that most people, when they think about adoption and the challenges with adoption in this state, everybody's heard that story about the really expensive private adoption. But most adoptions in the state of Wisconsin are public adoptions, the vast majority. And so it was very clear early on that that was where we needed to really start focusing our attention and energy. And I will tell you, I feel that the task force did really well in bipartisan fashion. So that was refreshing to see.
So as you went around the state, you probably heard some reoccurring themes. What did you hear? What were some of those reoccurring things that came up?
I hate to say this, but the number one recurring theme we heard without fail at not one, but every single hearing was the drug crisis in Wisconsin. The children of this state are being deeply, deeply affected by drug abuse in this state. And we're not just talking opioids. We're talking meth. It's problematic. And it may look a little different in different parts of the state, depending on what the drug of choice is, if you will. But it is creating horrible results for these children. And it's not just neglect in the home. It's having needles and substances within reach of children that is putting them at tremendous risk. So I think that was disturbing to every task force member, and each of us feel compelled to do something to help make this better, not just for the children, but for the adults that are resorting to drug abuse.
How did this hearing about the drug abuse translate into the legislation that you wrote through these 8 bills? Where did that translate?
Well, first, let me tell you that before we can do anything regarding adoption, there is federal legislation called the Firm Family First Act. And what that does is really attempts to keep families united. And what that may look like is a parent receiving treatment for that drug abuse without the child being removed from the home. The challenge is that Wisconsin has not implemented that program yet, and so we are really awaiting action on that. That being said, there were some thoughts about creating grounds for terminating parental rights based on a drug-affected child. Also, grounds for terminating parental rights based on incarceration of the parent for the length of the child's life. We want families to be reunited, definitely. That is the gold standard, is to have those closest to the family be involved in that child's life.
Representative, there's been opposition to aspects of these proposals. One
right.
of the bills created, as you're talking about, the grounds to terminate parental rights if a mother uses drugs or alcohol while she's pregnant, unless the mother enrolls in a treatment program within 90 days of the child's birth. The bill would also create grounds to terminate parental rights if a parent, as you mentioned, is incarcerated and likely to stay in prison during the years the child is a minor. So what would you say to those who think these limitations are too harsh?
Well, I would tell you that, number one, the legislation that has been released is definitely still in progress. In other words, these bills are being amended as we speak today, because we don't want things to come across as too harsh. At the same time, I would tell you that our children cannot wait. The average, if you look at it, full recovery can take up to 8 years in best case scenarios. And that really can be the lifetime of a child. So we have to find a balance, and that, I think, is what our task force has worked really hard on in a bipartisan way, is to find that balance between getting people help and between really giving more focus to the best interest of that child. Sadly, it seems we have swung the pendulum so much in the direction of being most concerned about the adults and the adults' rights. And from what we saw in our hearings, it really has come at a high price to our children. And it's creating great trauma.
We're talking about a package of adoption bills with Representative Barbara Dietrich of Oconomowoc. She chairs the Speaker's Task Force on Adoption. You can join in. Have you seen the 8 bills proposed on adoption? What do you think of them? Have you been through our state's adoption system? What was your experience like? We're at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Representative, one of Speaker Robin Voss's goals in establishing the task force was identifying ways to shorten the timeline for adoptions. Mm-hmm. What makes adoption a lengthy process?
Ooh, there are many parts of, and I'm going to state this maybe in an overly simplified way, so forgive me if people are familiar with this process. But in many points along the way, the process can go back to square one and be delayed. And so many of the bills address those technicalities. For instance, initially, children tend to be removed from the home through something called a CHIPS, or Child in Need of Protective Services order. And that's where things start out. Our goal, and from what we heard from stakeholders involved, is the sooner that we create positive tools and positive support on that front side, when that child is removed, the shorter we will make the process overall. The law says that if a child has been out of the home 15 of 22 months, that termination of parental rights must be initiated. Now, that can get kicked back to square one for a number of different reasons. And it gets rather technical, but really, we talked a great deal with Representative Pat Snyder and Representative Steve Doyle, who chaired the task force on foster care last legislative session.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this work springboards off of what these two gentlemen really spearheaded back in that session. And for example, one of the bills creates a right to counsel on the front side in the CHIPS process.
And we're going to pause. We have to pause right there, talking with Representative Barbara Dietrich of Oconomowoc about eight bills addressing Wisconsin's adoption process. You can join in 800-642-1234. Back in a moment. Stay with us. More conversation on the Ideas Network. We're talking about an adoption bill package that is the product of an assembly task force. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. And the goal is to increase adoptions in Wisconsin to respond to a growing need. There were 723 children adopted in the 2018 fiscal year. Hundreds of children are waiting to be adopted, and that's from state data. Lawmakers on the task force, they traveled around the state this summer holding public hearings, talking with families. Have you been through Wisconsin's adoption system? What was your experience? What improvements do you think could be made? We're at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Representative Barbara Dietrich stays with us, and she chairs the task force. Let's go to the phones now. Heidi is joining us from Madison. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say I think it's really about time that there's legislation that focuses on the child, because a lot of these kids that could be growing up in loving, stable environments, and they're just kind of left in limbo, you know, while parents kind of, you know, get their stuff together. And I understand everybody goes through things. But I know I've had friends go through the adoption process, and she's right. It's very frustrating because you can go back to square one at any time. And then even when it's finalized, you've still got that waiting period.
Heidi, thanks for the call. Representative Dietrich, Heidi, seems like this legislation is right on.
Yes, and that's much of what we heard in public testimony, as well as, I would tell you, interestingly, we found that our courts in the state are really now trained on trauma-informed care. I think we've heard a lot of that in a lot of different pieces of our state life, if you will, and those courts are really trained now to have that sensitivity to what's going on so that we are respectful of everyone involved and yet trying to get those children help. It is still tremendously frustrating for foster parents and for those wishing to adopt these children who need that stability and just that forever care.
Let's go to Tim now in Janesville with thoughts on this. Hi, Tim.
good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to express some concerns about one of the bills that allows foster parents to be a party to the case in a change of placement hearing, and also would change the statutory language to emphasize that it's in the best interest of the children versus that it's in the best interest of children to be with relatives. I just want to emphasize how important it is when kids cannot remain with their parents that they be placed with relatives. And I think changing this statute to make parents, foster parents, specifically non-relative foster parents, a party to the case would be a huge mistake for kids and families, because we know by research that when kids are removed from the home, the best outcomes are when they're placed with relatives, not in stranger foster care. Thank you.
Tim, thank you for the call. Representative Dietrich, your thoughts on what Tim is saying there about children needing to stay with relatives?
I would say, for the most part, the task force agrees with Tim. And again, these bills are in the process of being amended and working out some of those concerns that Tim just expressed. Most children, when they are removed from the home and placed for adoption in this state, do stay with a relative and are adopted by a relative. That's the great news. And isn't that what we would all want? I would say our native tribes in the state have great models for extended family involvement in that child's life, which is the ultimate outcome. At the same time, we have to, and again, we're still trying to work these kinks out with the bills, we do need to have some consideration for foster parents and the incredible responsibility and sacrifice they make. And really, we heard in these hearings that they would like a voice in this process. They feel very shut out while being given all of the responsibility. So that is the very nuanced challenge we're trying to address with these pieces of legislation.
You mentioned tribal nations, and in previous testimony on this, the Ho-Chunk Nation expressed concern about this adoption legislation, and they stressed the importance of keeping families together. Do these bills run against that premise of trying to keep families together?
No, they don't. And here's why I would say that. First off, I met with the Ho-Chunk Nation right before they testified, and we had a lovely conversation. And I expressed to them, as I would to any of the tribes, is that we want them at the table to help us work out any problems with these pieces of legislation so we can make them the best possible for everyone involved. Secondly, I want to remind you of one thing I said earlier, and that is the federal Family First legislation. And we must comply with that. Anything we do cannot go against that legislation, or we will have deep trouble in this state. And it's something we are committed to here in Wisconsin.
We're talking about a package of 8 bills on adoption with Representative Barbara Dietrich of Oconomowoc. She chairs the Speaker's Task Force on Adoption. You can join in 800-642-1234. Ashley now is joining us from Coloma. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had a question in regards to my oldest daughter is not biologically my husband. However, we have 2 other kids together. And last I looked into what it would take for him to legally adopt her, so that way he would have a say in parental decisions should I not be able to do so. It was quite a rigorous and expensive process. I mean, so much so that our home would have to be subject to home inspections just for my husband to adopt our oldest. So I'm wondering, has there been any changes? Are they looking into changes to streamline this?
Ashley, thanks for the call. Representative Dietrich, these are, you know, big life decisions here. And Ashley feels really hampered by the process.
And thank you for calling, Ashley. I would encourage you to reach out to my office on that. One thing I've been telling people is that this task force, in my mind, is just the beginning. Because look, in just the short time we spent together this morning, what a huge, huge issue adoption is. So that is not something, what Ashley brought up, is not something we addressed in this task force, because as you mentioned, there are only 8 bills. We're just getting started. So I don't even see this as a situation that is restrained to this legislative session. I see that this is just the beginning of Wisconsin really working on making this better in years to come and legislative sessions.
And so, yeah, this was discussed in a public hearing before the State Assembly's Committee on Family and Law on Tuesday. What's next in the legislative process for these bills and the changes that are being made to them?
So the next piece of the process is actually last night, worked later into the evening with both Republicans and Democrats, discussing challenges, discussing what we heard in the hearing on Tuesday, the feedback we heard. And so really, legislative counsel is going through these and helping to guide us in making any appropriate amendments that really need to be made with these bills.
Representative Dietrich, we are out of time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Representative Barbara Dietrich is a Republican state assembly member from Oconomowoc. We've been talking about a bill package meant to improve the in-state adoption process, and she chairs the Speaker's Task Force on Adoption. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.